is in government quarantine. As a scientist, Dr. Nigel Watson was adequate, perhaps mediocre, no more than that. He had worked in the labs at JST Research Corporation for over 20 years. There had been only a few minor discoveries from his work, even fewer useful patents granted during his career. Solid, dependable, unimaginative. The only award he was likely to win in his life was for perfect attendance. The only reason Watson was assigned to this project is that it had been Watson, by pure luck, who discovered what the alien device was. Todd Martin's first thought, after Watson told him what the device was, which piece was missing, and where that missing piece was located, was that now he didn't need Watson. Martin could arrange for Watson to have a tragic accident. So sad. And so fortunate. But Martin didn't get to be senior vice president by making hasty decisions. His second thought was that even if he got the missing piece, he still needed a scientist to make it work. And if he needed a scientist, Watson was actually the perfect person for the job. Watson was weak, and Todd Martin knew how to manipulate him, how to use Watson's fragile ego to make the scientist do whatever Todd wanted. If we need that missing piece, then, Martin said, we need to acquire it. Watson looked down at the workbench where the object rested in the spotlight. It did look like so many other pieces of ancient alien junk. Acquire it? You mean steal it? Arcadia Scientific, he mentioned the name of JST's chief competitor, owns it. They'd never give it up, especially if they figure what it is. And if we try to buy it from them now, that will only make them look more closely at it. It was Martin's turn to shrug. Arcadia may technically own it now, but they don't have possession of it yet. Acquire, steal, it's all the same in the end. Need I remind you, Nigel, this is a guaranteed Nobel Prize for you. You would prefer they award it to someone else? Say, doesn't your old friend Patel work for Arcadia now? Watson twitched reflexively, as Martin knew he would. Patel did work as a consultant for Arcadia, and he had already been awarded one Nobel Prize. Patel, who had been a student when Watson was teaching astrophysics at MIT. Smug, arrogant Patel. Martin knew just how to push Watson's buttons. You understand, this could be a great leap for humanity, Watson said, as if that were his primary motivation. He pictured himself accepting the Nobel Prize in Oslo, meeting Patel at the party afterward. Patel, who had shared his Nobel with three others, a prize awarded for their work on stellar formation theory. Meaningless drivel. Who cares about how stars formed billions of years ago? Watson's work on the alien device would change the world. The technology would be named after him. His name would live forever. He was committed now. He started to say Mr. Martin, but couldn't bring himself to address the young suit that way. Mind you, we have to acquire it without anyone finding out what we took. If anyone figures out which item we're interested in, they will investigate, and eventually everyone will know what it is. There are no patents for rediscovering existing technology, you know. Without a patent, there won't be any money. Martin smiled, genuinely this time. He noted that Watson had said, "we" this time. Martin liked to win. And no Nobel Prizes either. Don't worry about that. I know a man who does this kind of work, clean and discreet. He patted the scientist on the shoulder reassuringly. Another Nobel would be good for the company, eh? Despite his exhaustion, Watson's eyes burned bright with desire for a Nobel Prize of his own. Yes, of course. Chapter 1 Space Dock,